Is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Well, good morning, everybody, and this is Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I want you to come on out and follow me into the great indoors and the great outdoors. Whether you're close to home or across this great country, you know what? Come and follow me. Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to day whatever of our interesting way of life, as they say. I want you to kick back, though. You know, let's go into that mindset, that zen of the outdoors, and just enjoy that, whether it's in your backyard or taking a little walk around the block or, you know, whatever. But we'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff and things like that I'm looking forward to. You know, I think we got a pretty decent show lined up for you today. One of our first guests is going to be a fine young gentleman by the name of Brian Sousa. Brian Sousa is a young man who grew up in the Arlington Heights area. And 1 year when he was in college, he decided he wanted to start a soft plastic bait company to have some fun and make some, you know, plastic baits that he could use, because he figured he had a good idea of how he wanted to make them and what they would do, et cetera. And then, you know, he would sell a few of them, make a couple extra shekels for maybe soda pop money at beer. I mean, soda pop money at college. But, you know, it's just an interesting thing that he did. And you know what? That was the creation of Bizz Baits, B-I-Z-Z Baits, BIZZBAITS.com is their website. You see these baits around the country. He also sells them from the website. It's really, you know, a nice bait. Great story. As a matter of fact, just to give you an idea, he wrote a paper at college to how to start a soft plastic bait company. And to jar your memory, that's how FedEx got started. The gentleman wrote a paper for school class, and that teacher gave him an F and said, "This will never work." Well, we know how that ended. I'd have that paper framed on my wall. But, you know, that's going to be kind of a cool thing. And, you know, while he's, you know, talking about the bait company and stuff like that, we'll talk a little bit later. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have a little bet going on that during our interview that 50 people from around the country will go on bizzbaits.com, bizzbaits.com, and place an order. Because if I get 50 orders in the first, during the hour of our show, I get a free ice cream cone. I know that sounds goofy. I know. But when he first started out, we had a little bet going on at his first sports show. And he came on, we did an interview, and it's, like I said, it's been a while. Did an interview, and if he got 10 orders or some number like that, I would get an ice cream cone. Well, I got an ice cream cone that day, and he's never looked back, and it's been great. So I congratulate him. Then we're going to be talking to our good friend, Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. He's going to talk to us about, you know, of course, the Corvo 19, but what can we do in the outdoors? There's a lot to do in the outdoors, and I want people to look at it, enjoy it. You have to do, you know, save social distancing. And we're going to talk about that a little bit deeper in the first segment of the show when I'm talking about fishing reports and things like that. But if you do it safely, do it like that, it'll be okay. That's an important thing to remember. But if you, you know, I know you're listening to us possibly on the radio, possibly on the stream on the ESPNChicago.com. But don't forget, you can go to our app, your app store, whether it's Android or on your iPhone, and download the free ESPN Chicago app. You click on to open the app, screen pops up, the guy in the lower right-hand corner, guess who that is? Me. Click on that, and you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to the stream, you can listen to a whole lot of things on ESPNChicago.com. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Remember that. I want to thank the following companies that are, you know, working along, still open, and doing it with safe social distancing and everything. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. The Gurney store is closed, but the other four stores in the area are open. Bolingbrook, Hoffman Estates, Hammond, Indiana, Portage. Those four stores are open. They are practicing safe social distance. So, please give yourself a little extra time. Our good friends at Waterworks Marine, you can call them at 708-798-9700, 708-798-9700. You can talk to them over the phone. You can get information. You can, even price out a boat if you'd like. And they are making, appointments with safe social distancing. But if you need parts for your motor, you got free time. You're trying to work on your motor. Make sure they're ready for you. Or you want to get out a little bit on the river, do some fishing. Or you're on a lake that you want to go out on that's, you can get all your parts and stuff like that from Waterworks Marine. That's Waterworks at 708-798-9700. Paul's Pizza in Westchester. Oh, man, everybody, they're doing curbside service. Can't go wrong at Paul's. Diamond Ghost Charters is getting that boat geared up because it'll be in the water. We'll be fishing in May. Hook and Hunt TV, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, as always, and our friends at Wren Lake at Enjoy Wren Lake and Visit WrenLake.com. And always our good buddies up north in Hayward, Wisconsin. As soon as that casino's open, you'll hear it right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, when we're going to take a little bit of a break, we come back, we're going to have some fishing reports. We're going to have some, other interesting things, some stuff about the IAHSA. We're going to talk about a few other things. There's a whole lot of outdoor stuff that's a lot current. I know everything else sports-wise may be shut down, but the outdoors is still alive, well, and current right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
Whether you're after spring turkey or fish in the rivers or on open waters, get outfitted for success at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. With premium brands like Blackout, Redhead, and Johnny Morris, we'll equip you with the right gear for any adventure. In our stores, you can test the flex on a fishing rod and get that bow tuned precisely where you need it. Plus, get excellent advice from our outfitters. Come in today or shop online for a wide selection of products. Experience it for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the Gold Extended Warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day. For 25 years, you've heard Fish on Diamond Ghost Charters more than any other charter boat on Lake Michigan. Captain Tony, for 25 years, has put you on exciting salmon and trout action on Lake Michigan from Winthrop Harbor and does everything he can to make your trip the most memorable fishing trip you've ever had. So don't wait. Dates fill up fast. Call Captain Tony at Diamond Ghost Charters at 847-838-2037 or visit him at DiamondGhostCharters.com and get ready to yell. Remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors is the official station for Shimano High School and College fishing results and fishing teams. This segment is brought to you by Shimano.
Listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
There you go. Thanks, John. This is Chauncey back on here. Hey, you just heard the commercial for Waterworks, and like I said, you can give them a call at 708-798-9700. Lund has got a special offer until April 15th. So, you could call Wayne and talk to him. He answers the phone about a new boat and stuff because they're giving up to $3,000 on any model 18 and 19 that they have, but I'm pretty sure they don't. But on 2020 boats, you can get like $2,000 off of a Bear, $1,000 off of the Pro V series, and varieties. But give them a call at 708-798-9700. 9,700. Wayne has always got a few extra things he could throw in to sweeten the pot, as they say. Sweeten the pot. Okay, let's talk about the outdoors a little bit. I know. I really feel sorry for anybody who hasn't looked at Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook, who hasn't listened to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the radio, who's not. You need to tell all your friends and buddies and, you know, ladies, all of your friends and who enjoy the outdoors with you to listen to our show, because I already got a phone call from one of the conservation officers saying, Chauncey, there's people lined up for trout fishing and all the lakes are closed in DuPage County, Lake County, DuPage County, Will County, and probably a lot of other lakes throughout the state that were stocked with trout. If it's a state site, they're closed. Easy concept there. But if it's a, you know, forest preserve stuff, those lakes, most of them closed because they want you to practice safe social distance. And trout fishing is not safe. I mean, we're elbow to elbow. It's almost like smelt fishing on the lakefront in the old days. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. But I mean, so, you know, they close the fish are happy. Heck, they got a big pond to swim in. They're having a good time out there. They're playing a little, you know, fin tag between each other and stuff like that. They're having a good time. But so I'm looking forward to that all opening up probably in May, I'm thinking, for people to get out once we get over our curve here and get a few things done. Turkey season on private land in the state, that's the non-state-owned property, but on private land is open for turkey season. But, you know, there's a double-edged sword on this. One of the things, they don't want us to travel to go from, you know, like Chicago to Galena because you're, you know, could be bringing the virus that you could be a carrier of. And I understand that. And, you know, I want to go turkey hunting, but I'm going to probably have to back off of it this year because it's the right thing to do. Is it something I want to do? No, but it's the right thing to do. And I think that's what people have to realize. In state of Michigan, parks, state parks, recreation areas, trails, boat ramps, and all kinds of stuff like that do remain open. However, they have closed some sites down. They've asked people to stay within 6 feet, you know, between people. And guess what? They aren't doing it. So I think it was one of my favorite places on Muskegon River. It's called Tippy Dam. Yep. Everybody was there. Too many people. 2 days in a row, they tried going out there and talking nice to the people. People were basically ignoring them, and they closed the area down. And you're going to see that a lot more. And that's going to even happen in the, you know, areas close to us, whether you're in DuPage or Lake or McHenry County or, you know, down in Effingham. If you're in an area that's open and people are ignoring, yes, it might be 70 or 80 degrees in the next couple of days, and wherever you are in Illinois and other states. You have to properly do safe social distance. That's what's going to stop this, folks. And I know I've repeated it many times, but sometimes, you know, people need to get a two. We have to go from a 2x4 to a 4x4. You'll understand me on that one. The other thing that I wanted to make sure we bring up here. Coho are doing great for the people in boats. Fishing off the Chicago lakefront up in Waukegan. They're catching some nice coho on power lines out of the Waukegan Harbor area. If you need power line equipment, Henry's has it, 3130 South Canal Street, and they're open. So that's pretty cool. We're also looking at, you know, Government Pier was, you know, yielding some fish since, you know, on Cleo's guys were casting. They're doing okay. Spawn sacks under some bobbers were catching a few fish there, but the power liners are doing pretty well in my books. But smelt season in Chicago isn't going to happen. I kind of knew this back in March just by the writing on a wall. Nobody had to call me. But as you well know, smelting has never been. I mean, we try to catch fish. We used to catch a lot of fish. We try to catch fish. And what that turned into is a great social event on the lakefront. And you know what? Social distance. Got to remember that thing. Cook County Forest Preserves. We're going to be talking with Tim Mondo a little bit later on, but a number of the, except for the trout lakes, all the other lakes are open. Okay. Except for the trout lakes. And you know what those are. I don't have to go through the list because, you know, if you've ever been in the forest preserve on trout season day, you know what happens there. Okay. LaSalle, Braidwood, and Heideke. Heideke was supposed to open today. It's a state area, folks. end of that conversation. And if you look south, when Carlisle and stuff like that, state areas are open, but they have access with public U.S. Army Corps of Engineer ramps, as well as from private lands. So those lakes, you can still go out and fish. Chain of lakes, crappie on the chain, on minnows. There is nothing prettier than a frying pan with about an 11-inch crappie in it, frying on both sides. Oh, I haven't had breakfast yet. How about crappie and eggs? Little hash browns and onions on the side? Okay, let's get off the food show. But they're also getting some walleye and some bluegill up on the chain. That's a real good sign. Jason John said that the fish are a little bit shallower right now. They've moved up to about 7 foot to about 12 foot. The Army Corps ramp is open if you're coming down. But please be careful, or if you live in that area. And I mentioned the other two lakes are cool. Up in Wisconsin, once again, they would love the local people to fish the areas. But you traveling from one area to another, you could be bringing something that is just spreading it. So please think about this, and let's get this stopped so we can all get out into the outdoors faster instead of dragging this out longer. But in DePere, Wisconsin, Wisconsin River, the Fox River, rather, they were bouncing some 3/8 jigs with power bait real close to the bottom. They would just lift it off the bottom, just lift it off the bottom a little bit, jiggle it, put it back down. Lift it, jiggle a little bit, let it bounce on the bottom. And you keep doing that with the, 6-8 pound test. Better hold on to the fishing rod. Some guy with, marble eyes and teeth is going to slam that bait really, 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 really hard. So, there's that activity. We're talking about, we talked about trout fishing. We talked about smelt fishing. the turkey thing in Illinois, we really do have to think about that, because it can get, you think, I want to go to Galena. I want to go, that's where I hunt turkeys. But if I'm going to bring something to that area, that's not good. It's the IHSA canceled they've delayed into probably late May, maybe June. We don't know. But the IHSA on their high school fishing tournaments, it's an activity, should be a sport, but that's another conversation for another day. Because there are, people were afraid of kids going from one area to another and things like that. It's not the old people that are getting this. And anyone and the young people who think that they're immune to this, they're wrong. They're not. There are a lot of young people getting this, and it's not pretty. And once again, just please, safe social distance, be at home, have the great outdoors. And if you're going to do outdoors, do it close to home. Just do it close to home. You're never more than 20 minutes away from a forest preserve somewhere in northeastern Illinois. And I do mean that. So it's a really, really cool and important thing there. I mean, there is literally so many different things I'm trying to make sure I cover here and stuff like that. The trout fishing, I know the conservation officer just texted me and he said, Chance, says people aren't happy, but most of them are understanding. And he says, as a matter of fact, I told somebody that. One person says, well, I didn't know anything about this. And he said, well, obviously you haven't read the newspaper or listened to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So at least I got someone promoting my show at some of these forest preserve lakes. I love that one. That's a great line. Oh, God. But you know what? There's a lot of things we can do. There's tons of stuff in and around your home. Call Paul's Pizza, do a curbside pickup for some food. I'll give you the phone number for Paul's in a little bit. But it's just, a great thing to do today. Have some fun. If you want to go fishing, you can go fishing. It's okay. But, do it close to home and keep distance. If you pull into a parking lot full of people, guess what? Pull away. That's going to be the smart thing to do. Find an area that is not as populated. But I tell you what, we come back, we're going to be talking to my FedEx man. Not really. We'll be talking to Brian Sousa from bizbaits.com, about bizbaits and his baits, how they work, and a few other things like that, because people are using them from shore and from boats. And like I said, when he started his company, we did his first interview, and he basically sold out at the sports show. And I told him if we got 50 orders and during the hour of our show this morning, or if you call up later on today too, but if I get 50 orders today out of them, I get a free ice cream cone. That's the bet I had from him on his first outdoor show, and that's the bet I made with him this week. So Help me get a free ice cream cone. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, C-Pro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day. HookandHuntTV.com is educating and informative. Jim Crowley shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why. If you have attended his seminars, you know his no-nonsense approach. Learn, watch, learn, and apply. Information is the key to success on HookandHuntTV.com. This segment and interview is brought to you by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where your next outdoor adventure begins.
It's Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me, we have a gentleman who I remember him as a wee lad in high school and in college when he started this business called Biz Baits, which is a soft plastic bait company. And we got Brian Seuss on the phone. Brian, hello, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, Chauncey?
Doing okay. I wanted to talk to you about, first of all, I love using Biz Baits, and I know you're a supporter of our show and stuff, but these are, it's springtime, and people are fishing the shore, they're fishing other areas. They may be in a boat, you know, because with, you know, this, yeah, you know, with all of this Corno stuff, yeah, you can get out and enjoy the outdoors. Just keep 6, 8, 10 feet away from each other, and that's easy for us fishermen, I could say that. Mm-hmm. But you as a bass fisherman, you as somebody who, you know, rubs elbows with the big boys in the elite, you know, series, you know, you got Jake Whitaker and several other people that use your baits. What, yeah, what should I be looking at to use if I'm shore fishing and I'm looking to get those fish to entice as the waters are warming up? What should I be looking,
yeah,
at?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can kind of start to like where we've been up to this point, which is, you saw like a chatterbait always plays a big role, a bladed jig per se. Mm-hmm. When the water's cold, a jerkbait, or even a lipless crankbait. But as we're doing this interview, that we've kind of passed on past that, and the water temperatures are getting even warmer. And like an ideal bait right now that catches tons of numbers as well as big fish is a stick-style bait. So ours is called the Sassy Stick. You mentioned Jake Whitaker. That's how he got top five on the first elite event in the year down in Florida. He used that bait exclusively, but it's a super easy bait for everybody to use. A lot of times you want to wacky rig it, which is taking a small circle hook and literally hooking it right through the center of the worm. So that's why it's called wacky. It looks wacky as heck, but it catches the heck out of fish. And so if you can get away with it and it's not too weedy, it's always better to throw it wacky rig. And if you're fishing from the bank, it's weedy, or you're around, you know, like some timber and wood that'll definitely get hung up in, then you can definitely switch over to like a weightless Texas rig. But either way, that bait for sure is going to get you tons of numbers and definitely get you some big females that are moving up too.
So, you know, using that Sassy stick, yeah. And there's like, I don't know, 16, 18 different colors, I think, that you guys got.
Yeah.
You hook it in the middle, and then when you cast it out, you let it drop, but all you do is you just twitch the rod. I'm, as I'm talking to you, I'm it's like I got a rod in my hand. I'm going, you just twitch it a little bit, right?
Exactly, yeah. So when you first cast it out, a good stick bait, what makes a really good stick bait, a lot of companies all have their version, but like Gary Yamamoto is definitely the first one in the staple. It's like Kleenex for tissue. But what makes a really good stick bait is the density of the plastic as well as it's loaded with salt. And what that salt does is it basically gives it a lot of weight to fall. So when you throw it wacky rig, guys will be like, dude, there's no weight. It's never going to sink. But a stick bait that has the right formula actually is pretty heavy, so you can cast it far. But when you make that first initial cast, what it does is it shimmies on the way down. It looks silly. It's like a cigar-shaped worm. You'd think it would do nothing. But if you see it underwater, with that weight and that density of plastic, when it falls, it has this like quivering side-to-side wiggle the whole way down, and that's what drives fish crazy. So you want to let it sink to the bottom, and a lot of times your bite will come on that initial fall. But if it doesn't, you can kind of, like you said, pick your rod up, give it a little twitch, let it sink again, and all you're going to be doing is like raising it and then letting it do that shimmy back down that it's known for.
And once again, you know, BizBaits, everybody, all of these baits are made and poured in America, packaged in America, and they're made by fishermen for fishermen. The one I want to know about is this Dizzy Diamond, because when I saw this thing stood almost as if it's the tip of the nose was in the ground and the tail end was just flapping in the breeze up on top.
You must have been on our website and saw our video. Yeah. So our Dizzy Diamond, now this is what's going to be unique with the rest of our plastic, in particular with our line. We have a salted and scented formula, but what's cool outside of our sticks, like we just talked about, the rest of our line has a buoyant plastic that is still salted and scented that still wants to stand up. So we talked about in the stick bait why you want that really good rate of fall and essentially a good sink out of your bait. Mm-hmm. But the rest of your baits, your craws and your finesse worm like your Dizzy Diamond, you don't want it to lay on the bottom. You want them to stand up and have really good action. So that's why we actually use two different formulas for a stick bait versus the rest of the baits that we use.
Now, why, you know, when you're talking about, is a Dizzy Diamond a bait something that you're going to want to use when it's heavier in the summer where there's more weeds? Because they're not going to really see that. Well, maybe they would see it because you're going to be moving it through the weeds.
Exactly. Yeah. So with the Dizzy Diamond, it's basically our version of a shaky head worm, so a finesse worm. You can fish it like we talked about, wacky rig, but the most common way is definitely what they call a shaky head, which is definitely going to have like that lead head in the front of the hook with typically like a light wire 4-aught size hook where it's called a shaky head. So you'll drag it through rocks or timber. And if you are in a lot of weedy situations, you definitely would want to just switch up and Texas rig it so it slides through the weeds really easily. So weeds, Texas rig, rock and wood. You'll use that shaky head to kind of drag through and feel the bottom.
Okay. And then one more is, you got these little guys.
That's our Ned Dizzy. So to kind of play on the Dizzy Diamond like we talked about, this year at the Bassmaster Classic when we just saw you guys, we released our new Ned Dizzy. So the Dizzy Diamond's been an awesome finesse worm for what we talked about. It stands up, has really good action through the tail. And the Ned rig technique in this industry has really taken the industry by storm. And the reason for that is it's a small, compact bait. You can fish it almost anywhere. And similar to like we talked about with the stick bait, but more so all year long, you get a lot of bites on it, so it's fun. I mean, if you have a buddy that doesn't know what he's really doing and you want to get him into bass fishing, this is the perfect bait to do it. Or if you want to take your son out, have him throw a Ned rig out, and just have a great chance of just being like, oh my gosh, I got one, right? This is a technique that's fun for the guys that really know what they're doing, but also a great technique to get new people hooked into the sport.
Now, you said videos. Do you have videos on how to hook these, you know, the Dizzy Diamond and the Ned Dizzies?
We actually are working on releasing some, but I personally don't have them. We do have videos on how they work, but rigging is actually on our to-do list. But if you go on YouTube and just like Google how to rig a shaky head or how to rig a wacky rig or all that stuff, man, YouTube is loaded with a bunch of guys teaching you a lot of cool information like that. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like using smaller baits because a lot of times mm-hmm. I catch myself using, you know, medium light to light rod, spinning rod and yeah. reel combination. So, you know, mm-hmm. except let me tell you, there's a couple of your massive worms that I would love to take down to Disney World.
Yeah.
you get me on those Disney lakes, man. Oh, baby, I'm there.
Exactly.
But, you know, the Ned Dizzy, is this one, when you're working it, is this one that's standing up like a Dizzy Diamond, or mm-hmm. do you want to work it another way?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be standing up too. So the Ned rig, you'll let that bait fall to the bottom. And then you want to, there's a lot of different ways you can do it, but you can hop it across the bottom. You can drag it across the bottom, but it's definitely a bait that's meant to be used in like the lower, you know, quarter of the water column. So mm-hmm. basically down towards the bottom, around docks, if you are on a boat, if you're fishing from shore, obviously 6 feet or less is perfect. All that kind of stuff where the fish will be looking down, maybe they're hunkered up next to a log or a stump or a dock piling. But it's definitely meant to be fished, you know, down on the bottom. And, mm-hmm. yeah, it'll be standing up, have really good action through the tail. And that's kind of, if guys go check out the Ned Dizzy, there's a lot of great Ned rig baits out there. And when we wanted to put our own twist on it, we put our little signature Dizzy tail on it. So mm-hmm. now you have a really compact bait that's going to catch a lot of fish, but really good action at the end of that tail.
Well, and I'm looking on your website, as a matter of fact, everybody, I'm looking at bizbaits.com, BIZZBAITS.com. And as I'm looking at them, I mean, there are, you know, massive amounts of colors on that little Ned Dizzy from, you know, up orange and black to blue to pumpkin to black, and there's a blue, it looks like a real dark blue with a spring sparkle in it. I mean,
yeah,
this and all of it's doing, oh, what are you talking about, the new Dizzy bait, that Dizzy underwater, you've got it right there, the video,
there it is. Yep.
But you're able to take these and, you know, you're mimicking the color that the fish are looking for in bait, because they don't really have good vision underwater, everybody. Okay?
Right.
And so when they see a color that they're interested in, that's what they zero in on.
Yeah. And one thing I tell people, because that's a great topic that I get a lot of questions about, like you said, most of our baits, we make 23 colors, right? And that can be terribly overwhelming. The reason we do that is to give guys options, and we still have plenty of guys that say, hey, you don't make this color or that color, right? So we have to draw the line somewhere. But if someone's on our site or looking at someone else's baits, it's really, really simple. So with like your orange, like that Alabama craw, for example, anytime you have orange, mm-hmm. you're looking for lakes that have little crawfish in them. They get that kind of rusty, you know, burnt orange to them. Or if guys are going up to Wisconsin, they're known for that. So those copper orange colors are great. The ones with chartreuse in them are, again, lakes that are filled with like bluegill or brim. Because a lot of times when those bluegills are bedding or they're like fleeing from bass, they kind of, their throats get a little chartreuse or that mm-hmm. bright green. So those bass can get dialed in on that bright green. But then when you get into your green pumpkins, that's just your natural brown, and you really can't go wrong just with a natural green pumpkin with any sort of flake in it. So even though it can be overwhelming for guys, not just in our line, but many other companies' lines, mm-hmm. If you want to just keep it stupid simple, kind of, just think of like, are we going for crawfish or to mimic crawfish, yeah. to bluegill? Or do we just want to do a worm?
Well, you know, the crawfish will be coming in a couple of months as the water gets warmer. We'll see a lot more of that movement. And matter of fact, we'll probably have a conversation then about your crawfish baits and stuff like that. Because I've had crawfish in a fish tank and watched them. And let me tell you, your baits act just like those crawfish did. But we'll talk about that another time. Once again, Brian Sousa, everybody needs to go to what website? That's what I tried to say.
So for our website, it's going to be bizbaits.com. Really simple. So B-I-Z-Z baits.com. And not only are the baits on there, like you saw as you were scrolling, we have videos so you can see the action and the baits underwater. So it's one thing to tell you that our baits are doing something, but it's another to show you. So that's why we have those videos there.
That sounds good. And you're shipping out every day, so somebody can order you, and you'll have it in a couple of days and have fun and get out on the water.
Exactly. We're doing our best, and we're still shipping daily, even though we got a lot of things going on around in the world right now. But we're doing our best to get our baits into guys' hands so they can enjoy the outdoors.
Okay, sounds good, my friend. Thank you so much, Brian, for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Chauncey.
That's Brian Sousa, everybody, from Biz Baits, BIZZBAITS.com. Really, hand-poured by a kid that started in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and he does a fantastic job. You won't be dissatisfied. You will be oversatisfied. That's the best way to say it. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Wherever your adventures take you, count on Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to make it memorable. From the timberline to the campsite and the lake to the range, get your family outfitted with the right gear. With premium brands like Worldwide Sportsman, Ascend, Eclipse, and Natural Reflections, we've got the apparel and gear to make it the best adventure ever. Stop by today for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience in-store or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. See for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And that was my Sarah. That was my Sarah's head. I miss Ralph. But, just talk about Biz Baits for a few more minutes here. Brian is a really cool guy. I mean, to watch the evolution of him from being in school to running a business, married, kid now, and stuff like that. But on the flip side, it's a really high-quality bait. Everything else, bizbaits.com. But here's the flip side of the coin that nobody knows about. Brian has a deal with an agency that has, developmentally disabled adults. You know, people that, I think if they want to do something, but a lot of them are at a facility or something. Well, Brian has cut a deal where they pays them a fair wage through the service, and these people package his baits. So, and it's so heartwarming to hear the stories about these people are like, oh, I put the worms in better than you. how I do this different, and my baits are better than the bag than you. I mean, between themselves and the fun and the camaraderie, and he's given people a self-worth packaging his baits. I know that may sound very simple, but think about this: somebody who's developmentally disabled, they go to a place and they're trying to learn a skill. He's giving them a skill and letting them earn some money. Honest to God, I've got goosebumps talking about it. That is just so heartwarming. Nobody else is doing that I know, none of those big guys. Bizbaits.com, BIZZBAITS.com. Let's get 50 orders into him throughout the day today. And because it's not just him selling baits, you're really helping a lot of other people that you may never, ever, I know you will never meet, but it's just something that shows you how big the heart is of sportsmen. And I think that's a very true statement. Bizbaits.com. Check them out. Go online. Great bait. And nobody makes a bait that's this well made. I can tell you that for sure. Oh, God. All right. Don't forget, Bass Pro Shops is still open, except for the Gurney store. They're 9 o'clock in the morning, they open for seniors, and at 10 o'clock it's open, and they are doing a certain number of people come in and social distancing and everything like that. But you got to have your baits. You got to have, if you're doing turkey hunting, close to your house somewhere. You can pick up your stuff from Bass Pro Shops. You can order online, have it shipped to the store, and pick it up that way too. So there's a lot of ways to still get your outdoor gear here, you know, not just in the Midwest, but throughout the country through Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. All right, we did that. I'm just trying to think of everything else we did. And yes, I know, a conservation officer said he just turned away a few more people that came looking to go trout fishing. People, if you're listening to me on the phone, I mean, in your car, trout season is postponed, probably still sometime in May, in northeastern Illinois, forest preserves, conservation districts, and it's just flat out closed until they reopen some of the state areas that have trout. But the fish are there. They're playing fin tag right now in the ponds and lakes. So don't worry. They'll be there waiting for you to throw that little bit of bait so you can catch them. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Wherever your adventures take you, count on Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to make it memorable. From the timberline to the campsite and the lake to the range, get your family outfitted with the right gear. With premium brands like Worldwide Sportsman, Ascend, Eclipse, and Natural Reflections, we've got the apparel and gear to make it the best adventure ever. Stop by today for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience in-store or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. See for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, C-Pro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworkswithane.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day.
This is Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, let me look at the calendar. Oh, first Saturday of the month, Tim Mondel's on from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Tim, good to hear your voice.
You too, Chauncey. How have you been considering?
Well, you know, I keep hearing that song Homeward Bound being played in the back of my head, you know, but hey, Tim, you know, we've had on a bunch of stuff about the Cook County Forest Preserves and some about the other ones too, but you know, we had Mr. Randall on, we had we talked about trout fishing and all this other stuff. The forest preserves are being really good, you know, they want us to protect proper social distancing. I love that word, proper social distancing. And but you do you have an official word of the Forest Preserve?
Yes, yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's been a blessing to be able to have the Forest Preserves open so folks can still get out, still hit the trails a little bit and explore nature and exercise, get those physical and mental health benefits that a lot of us need, you know, whether you're in a house or you're in a condo, an apartment, or wherever you're living, still need to get outside. And especially as the spring, you know, weather is broken too. It's getting nicer and nicer these days. So yeah, you know, along the lines of the official word, I actually could literally read right off the website. I think it's easiest just because it gives me all the information and I'm not going to miss something, divulging any information to the public.
Okay.
So, it was updated up on the 31st. So due to concerns associated with COVID-19, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is canceling all public events, volunteer activities, permitted events, and closing some locations. Those locations can probably include public restrooms, nature centers, campgrounds, nature play areas, especially the one down at Dan Ryan that just opened up not too long ago, permitted office, and people don't want to hear this, but I have to still say it, at the Swallow Cliff Stairs. I know that that's a mecca for the exercise and folks that want to get up to the top of those hill, but that's closed too because of the proximity in which people are going to be to each other. You simply have to close that one. All of these locations are going to be closed through May 11th. Nature centers, folks want to get inside. You can't come inside. You actually can't even get on the ground. I know the trails are kept up well. You see an abundant wildlife, but you still can't venture through those areas. We'll have gates closed. There are locks on there. You know, please abide by the policies we have. And the big reason why I urge that is everybody wants to benefit them. I do too. You do. All of us do. To get out there, a yard isn't enough. So for us to be able to go out and explore different trails and start to see the ephemerals or, you know, some of the different wildlife that are out and about, we need people to abide by these policies.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know that's a lot, but I just want to make sure I got the official statement into it and then kind of hit on a couple of other things.
And you know,
when you talk – sorry, go ahead, Trent.
No, you hit it on the all of these things are for our long-term benefit. And when, I talk to doctors and, I talk to my entire medical team. That's why when I look at Swallow Cliff, I don't have to worry about the stairs. My right knee is not going to let me do it.
Yeah. A lot of us like that out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just that we don't like, as Americans, to be told, you cannot go, you can't do this. I mean, it's in our nature.
Agreed. And especially the expanse of this country. It's huge.
Right. And here you are, telling people that, hey, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. But, if you listen to the people, the scientists, if you listen to them, it all makes sense, folks. Notice how I stopped right there. But
no, it's great because you're kind of hitting the nail in the head.
Mm-hmm.
We want a... It's this argument of we have this urge to get out there and explore and do these things, but you also have to say, is it for the betterment of yourself and the national, spotlight, the folks in the different states and different parts of the country?
Mm-hmm.
We have to consider the health of them, especially those, and I know that we try to limit going out, and I know we try to limit going to Costco's and Mariano's and places like that because we have needs. But you have to consider, 5, 6, 7 feet away from somebody, you never know what's going to happen. So I guess getting back to the forest reserves, the fact that they're open, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to get out there, please abide by the guidelines and social distancing points that even President Preckwinkle and General Superintendent, where's my head? Too much in time, yeah. Indoor time. Arnold Randall mentioned last weekend at their press conference, the sites will remain open as long as they're used appropriately with the guidelines set through the Cook County Public Health Department and the emergency management.
Exactly.
If they start to notice that people aren't, well, then they're going to start closing them. So let's just make sure that we use them appropriately.
Okay, let me ask you these questions. And I know the answer is going to be real simple. Can I bicycle? Can I ride a bike on the bike paths in the forest reserve?
You certainly can. Absolutely.
Can I hike the trails in the forest reserves?
Hike the trails, hike paved and unpaved. Please, 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 please do not go off trail.
Okay.
You've got so many things blooming these days. We want to make sure they come up there. So when you can get outside, you can see them.
Yeah, my hay fever is telling me everything that's blooming.
yeah, I laugh because my wife and I are the same way.
Okay, so I can bike. I can ride a bike. I can walk down the trails. Whether it's a gravel trail, soft trail, or hard trail. I can go fishing in most of the ponds, except for the ones that got trout stocked in them, and they're going to open them up, probably in May sometime, right?
Precisely, yeah. Good point with that one. Again, I know a lot of people say, hey, where's the hot spot? They all want to congregate in the area. Don't congregate. Let that person, if they're there first, let them fish that spot. Wait till they leave.
Mm-hmm. So I can pack up my kids and... I should say, I could pack up my grandkids, and if they're living with me, and I can, stop at a, Golden Arch or someplace, and we can go out, throw out a blanket, and we can have a little picnic in the forest preserve, as long as we're away from people, right?
Absolutely. and I would always encourage folks too. I know folks are they're familiar with the big sites, payloads, things that I've mentioned in past shows. But go on our website. Mm-hmm. Go check out different ecosystems if you're not familiar with them, because different sites that aren't so popular might be a good choice at this moment. You know, when you pull into that parking lot and you see a lot of cars out there,
mm-hmm.
probably a telltale sign that there's going to be a lot of folks there. Therefore, maybe try a different spot along that area.
That's cool. So really, there's a whole lot. There is a lot of things we can do in the forest preserves. And to learn about them, I live in the northwest side of, Cook County. I live, the west side of Cook County. I live in the, southwest side of Cook County. Or if you live in the southwest side of Cook County, just walk out your door. If you live in the southeast side, I can get all these places where?
Go to our Forest Preserve website at fpdcc.com. And on there, a special note to that, just scroll just a second down. And you're going to see the latest information. It's got a whole tab highlighted for the COVID-19, any closures, any openings, and the latest.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are very fortunate because the state closed all their state parks down and fish and wildlife areas and, et cetera, et cetera. But we're able to do so much from hiking, biking, taking a nap in the grass,
you can do some bird watching if you want.
Yeah, I can do some bird watching. Hey, that's a great idea. Pick up a new hobby. Pick up a simple bird book and go out with some binoculars, and you can check out all the birds.
Well, absolutely. And before we get off today, we're working on some programming, some online and virtual programming. It's in the works. Everything's always changing each day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in light of this.
Oh, yeah.
So, keep an eye on the website, too. We'll try to post some things hopefully sooner rather than later, and that might give you some ideas, because not everybody is a scientist. They're not a biologist. They don't have these backgrounds. They're parents or their friends or their families. So it'll give you some ideas to kind of give you a jump start on something to do.
Yeah. And, one of the things a couple of weeks ago, I did an interview with a gentleman. It's a foundation that's called TurfMutt.com. Turf, T-U-R-F-T, Mutt. MUTT.com. And it'd be with your kids being off from school, you print out one of these forms, and it's about, you could take, if you got a forest preserve close by to your house, then there's not a lot of people around. You take one of these sheets and you go out and you learn something about the outdoors, and you could do this from your backyard or in a forest preserve close to your house. And that's the key. Close to your house, right?
Close to your house is, in fact, the key. Absolutely. Yeah. Most of the things that you're going to see in the yard, especially if you're near the Cook County Forest Reserve, they're probably going to have some of the same elements there, too.
Yeah.
They kind of stick in clusters that way.
Exactly. So. It's exactly. So like I said, Tony Preckwinkle, Mr. Randall, all the staff of the Forest Preserves, you didn't close the shutters. You may close a couple of areas that you don't want people to congregate, but you haven't closed the shutters. You are open arms welcoming people to do it smartly, conscientious, for not their good, but for the good of all.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said.
I want to know where that came from.
I don't know, but I like it. I appreciate that one. I'm going to learn that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, man, where did that one come from, Johns? Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on today's show, as always. And I'm sure when we kick in the beginning of next month, there may be a whole lot different show that we're going to be talking about, okay?
Hopefully. Let's hope, right?
I think it will be. Once again, thank you so much. Kiss all those kids in the house, okay?
Will do, Chauncey. Thanks for having me on again.
That's Tim Mondal, everybody, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. You hear him every Saturday, not every Saturday, every first Saturday of the month here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, buddy.
All right. You too.
This is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
HookAndHuntTV.com is educating and informative. Jim Crowley shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why. If you have attended his seminars, you know his no-nonsense approach. Learn, watch, learn, and apply. Information is the key to success on HookAndHuntTV.com.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Hey, fellow fishermen, Kerry Wood here. Make sure to tune in to ESPN Chicago every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. for Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Kerry. Don't forget Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, all four stores. Gurney's closed right now, but all the other stores are open. Get in an hour earlier if you're a senior citizen. Oh, yeah. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here. Waterworks Marine, 708-798-9700. Tell them that Chauncey sent you. Paul's Pizza, give them a call with curbside service, 708-531-9080. And I can hear the flute in the background. We just got to shove a few other things. We got to make sure we get out there. Our friends at Midwest Outdoors, Diamond Ghost Charters, HookAndHuntTV.com, and visit Wren Lake, enjoy WrenLake.com. Once again, bizbait.com. You need to, if you didn't hear the whole interview, listen to that and my comment after, because he really is, makes a great bait. He's invested in the community of helping others also. And let's all practice safe social distancing. I like to leave with my Native American proverb, and this one from this week comes from the Ogala Sioux Nation. And it says, to speak wisely, one must listen humbly. To speak wisely, one must listen humbly. Ogala Lakota Sioux. We don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We really borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.